McDonald is recommending a 2-hour extension to emergency custody orders, or ECOs. State Senator Cree Deed's son Gus, who last month stabbed his father multiple times before killing himself with a firearm, had been held the day before on a 6-hour ECO, only to be released when no psychiatric bed could be found. Several hospitals in the region said they had beds available at the time, but were not contacted by the local community services board who was handling the case. At McDonald's recommendation, by early next year, a real-time psychiatric bed database will be up and running to reduce the time-consuming process of searching for available beds through multiple phone calls. The governor has also convened a task force on improving mental health services and crisis response to offer solutions to help improve services during a crisis, as well as working to prevent them from happening in the first place. Governor Bob McDonnell.
What I hope is that no person that's got an acute mental health crisis will ever have a situation where they're not able to have immediate help or have a bed or be attended to, so that in every possible case we can prevent the heartache of a lost son or a lost brother or lost children because of a random act of violence.
Margaret Nemo Crow, Executive Director of Voices for Virginia's Children.
There is significant new funding for treatment services for older teenagers and young adults. This is a population that has largely been ignored, but it's very important because late adolescence is the time of onset for many serious mental health disorders, and it's also a time that individuals tend to fall through the cracks as they move into adulthood. The other piece that we're very encouraged by is the funding to increase the capacity of communities to do telepsychiatry. This especially helps folks in rural areas who cannot get in to see a psychiatrist face-to-face.
Governor-elect Terry McAuliffe issued a statement of support for Governor McDonald's actions and pledged to issue his own executive order to continue the work of the task force when McDonald's term ends in January. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.